and making you smell the roses is waking you up from that anesthetic. Don't get attached to me. I'm bad. I'm warning you by you. Don't hold me. I'm fire. I'm an electric current. Just that the power is not on. When you hold me, I'm going to shake you. So it's giving us a warning. Don't get close to me. I'm bad news. You must make shukr for this. Because Fir'aun never get the message. Fir'aun never get the message. Aman never got the message. He got stuck with his dunya. And he was lost in that thing. فَخَصَفْنَا بِهِ وَبِدَارِ الْأَرْضِ Fir'aun had to be buried to understand. Namrud had to suffer in the end. Ad and Samud had to suffer till the end. They never got the message. But these knocks that are coming in life, from whichever source now the knock comes in, appreciate the knock that it showed me the reality of the dunya well beforehand, that this dunya is untrustworthy, something which I knew in paper and I knew theoretically, but now practically it spelled itself out, so you know not to give yourself over to it. Are you not thankful to Allah Ta'ala for this? Right. Let's go to the next one. We're doing the conversion, isn't it? We're throwing the sand off our back. Do you realize, my dear friends, when a person makes sabr, and most of us know this verse, but we know it just by words, now is the time to apply those particular words. Even a non-alim will know, إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَسْ صَابِرِينَ إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَسْ صَابِرِينَ Allah Ta'ala is with the one. Verily, inna Allah, verily Allah Ta'ala is the one who is patient. Now, under this verse, there's quite a bit written. I'm just going to draw what needs to be said here because I need to complete this talk with all its demographics, right? Under this verse here, my dear friend, it is said, a sabr in the sadma. When you have a problem to make sabr, Allah Ta'ala is with you. Imagine, my dear friends, we are in the customs, right? We landed with Emirates, Qatar, in King Shaka, and you happen to buy something, not haram, but you bought like something for the granddaughter, for the daughter, some gold, whatever. Now you're worried if they're going to pick it up, or that small dog makes life heavy, you know. You get my point. If you travel, you know what I'm talking about. But somebody comes there, I'm with you, buying. Just walk with me. I know the people there. You just keep your trolley next to me, I'll take you through. Or you're going through some border post that they're very difficult, and a person say, just be with me. How you feel? So, that is a human being giving solace to a human being. Imagine Allah Ta'ala say, Inna Allah ma'as sabirin. I am with the patient. Who? Allah Ta'ala who controls the whole world. Allah Ta'ala who can turn day into night, night into day. Wa shamsu tajri li mustaqarri la dhalika taqdiru al-aziz al-alim. Al-kamara qaddarna wa manazil hatta kal-ada kal-urjuni al-qadim. Allah Ta'ala is the one that waxes and wanes the moons, bring the sun, set it. He's the most majestic. There's nothing else can compare to that. He's the creator. And he's saying, I'm going to be with you. So when a person is going through a difficulty, Allah Ta'ala is with you. You got to believe this, brothers. You got to believe this. And at this point, I want to quote an analogy that's in the Ashikana language. Ashikana means language. It's a language of love. You cannot find this in reality. I'm putting my claws before I go into the story. Because I don't want to be accused after that of saying something that's incorrect. Ulama are seated here, and both of them are my friends and others. So you see, one day there was a person that was walking on the seashore, and he entered a desert after that, and somehow he lost his way. And, you know, he was complaining to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Oh Allah, you know, I'm so alone, and why do you do this to me? And so Allah ta'ala inspired him that, you know, I'm with you. As I say, it's a story of love. You don't need a proof for this thing. I'm showing you something now, right? Follow me. So then he said, Allah, but always, you know, like you would me and all. Wow, what's a sign like, you know? What's a sign that you would me? So Allah inspired him that, look here, to show you that I'm with you, not that I have footsteps, but just for your solace, for your itminan qalb, when you walk, you will see two set of footprints. You get my point? So that means something is with you. Allah got no footprints, right? Laysa kamithli shay, wa huwa samiul alim. So then he came to a steep hill and he was exasperated, exhausted and, you know, like finished. And as he climbed that hill and he looked back and he saw only one set of footprints. And again he went into that tiz, you know. You know that fight that you have with Allah. Where are you, Allah? What is it? We hear people when they come to the office, they go by the ulama. What is he doing to me? You experience that. I give up. I give up, you know, I'm not winning. And you have that fight with Allah. So he was having that same fight. All of us went through it sometime. If you never go through it, subhanallah, Allah bless you. But life is like that. And so he's having that fight with Allah. Allah, what is this now? So Allah inspired him. My servant, I'm with you. What's the proof? You said there are going to be two set of footprints. My banda, all along it was two set of footprints. One was the one that I inspired. One was your footprints. When you came to the hill, it was only one set because I carried you. La ilaha. La ilaha illallah. Allah is carrying you. Inna Allah ma'as sabirin, brothers. Wallahi lazim, my brothers. Allah is with you. Allah is with the Palestinians as well. And Allah Ta'ala is with anybody. You see, brothers, zulam and oppression in its whichever form it's coming in, right, is not only reserved for the Muslim. Even if a non-Muslim is oppressed, Allah is with him. Did you know that? I'm telling you, there's ulama here. Maulana, my point is right. Even if a non-Muslim is oppressed, if a Muslim oppresses a non-Muslim, doesn't mean because he's in a front saf and he's Maulana and he's a Hazrat and he's going for Umrah and he's giving zakat, he can oppress a non-Muslim. If the non-Muslim is oppressed, I'm trying to show you how just Allah Ta'ala is, then this non-Muslim oppressed, if he makes dua, his dua will be accepted over you. Maulana Ihsan Saab came in 2005. I was in that gathering. He said, if a non-Muslim has to slap a Muslim, gave him one smack, that is zulam, isn't it? He smacked him. Now the Muslim, in anger, he gave the non-Muslim two smacks. So the non-Muslim, he did a wrong thing by one slap. You did a more wrong thing by giving him two slaps. So now he's, Allah Ta'ala's help is with him, not with you. So this thing here of this world, my dear brothers, is very important that at any time, don't get stuck with the creation. Get stuck with the creator. What's the end story? Let's go on with this thing. So Allah Ta'ala is with me. Now, whenever we try to sort out a problem, we go back to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and see, did Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, did the Sahaba, did the pious people go through anything, what I am going through, what we are going through, what we are discussing here? Or is it something that started in 2025 and now I'm seeing life? No. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was troubled mostly by who? His own people. Do you realize that? More than the Romans and the Persians who did problems also, but the Arabs gave him the hardest time, and the Quraysh and his own people, al-aqrab fal-aqrab, that means the closest one, were the scorpions that bit him. Now, how did Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam sort out the problem? And Nabi alayhi salatu wasallam wasn't just not invited for a walima, or he wasn't just snubbed by somebody. He was, so to say, na'uzu billah, worked out of Makkah Sharif that he had to leave. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's daughter is lost. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's uncle is lost. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's relative Jafar radiallahu anhu is lost. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam loses a tooth. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has armor pierced into his face. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam had to bleed in Taif. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam had to endure the intestines of camels on his back. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam had to see friends upon friends being betrayed and martyred. And the list goes on, which we all know from the kitabs of Fazail and Hayatul Sahaba. At the end of all this, you would expect a very frustrated human being. And in fact, Nabi alayhi sallallahu alayhi wasallam did get frustrated with them. If you open the last page of the of Surah An-Nahl, which is the last page of Surah of the 14 Juz, وَإِنْ عَاقَبْتُمْ فَعَاقِبُوا بِمِثْلِ مَا عُوقِبْتُمْ بِهِ وَلَئِنْ صَبَرْتُمْ لَهُ خَيْرٌ لِلصَّابِرِينَ. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam did feel the pain of what they were doing. He wanted to take the revenge, or rather you can say the proper English word for this, he wanted to avenge. Revenge, when you take your revenge, avenge on behalf of somebody. So Hamza was killed and he wanted to do it. So Allah Ta'ala told him, وَلَئِنْ صَبَرْتُمْ لَهُ خَيْرٌ لِلصَّابِرِينَ. If you make patience, it's better for you. So now Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he's facing these problems, and I've got a minute or two on my side, I don't want to lose the respect here, you know. So let me just try and condense it as quick as possible. The subject requires more time, and I can see the people are listening to it because it's something that's heart to heart here. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam showed us something. Silman katak wa'fu amman zalamak wa ahsin ila man asa'ili. So the first part is silman katak, join ties with those who break with you. So if it's your family or something, just do what you have to do with them. See, I know the question what you're asking. Maulana, we trying, we busting ourselves for them. We giving the dawat. But everything is like nothing, like we're cutting grass. You with me, brothers? So I asked my Ustad Moli Suleiman Choksi that how does this thing work? Moli Suleiman Saab is a very brilliant person. He's a mufassir, muhaddis. He's a faqih also. He understands the Quran and Hadith as if, you know, how it came down. Allah opened up his mind. He said, look, Moli Ilyas, I'm telling you something. Don't worry about them. Allah will question you what you did. If you made the pass mark, alhamdulillah, you through. You understand? You don't need a reciprocation for this thing to work out. It's not nakahtua wa kabiltua. You get my point? It's not like a two-sided thing. If you only you interested in the girl, then the nikah is done. No, she have to accept too. But when it comes to sila rahmi from friends and especially family, the pass mark is not based on the reciprocation. You following me? I just want to go quickly to it. Molana, it's 12:40. Maybe another time, or can you give me a minute, Molana? This is an important part. Wafu amman zalamak. Forgive the one that's causing zulam to you. Hazrat Mufti Sahab, who has graced our masjids of Sanford many times, of Springo Beach, when he was explaining this thing, and I drew from his lesson, what a brilliant point he made. He said this wafu amman zalamak is not just like how we think about it. Molana Ahmad, just forgive them. You don't know what they did. No, no, no. That's one angle that's being asked from wafu amman zalamak. Forgive the oppressor. Wafu amman zalamak is an assistance to you. Ask me how. You see, when you forgive somebody, and last week I was in Stanger, I had the exact same topic. So I just want to ask you a question. Hasab, how heavy is this water? Say half a kilo, right? Example. Do you realize if I hold it for 5 minutes, it's no more half a kilo, it's now five kilos. Mushrib, if I hold it for 20 minutes, it's now going to be 50 kilos. Because in proportion to how long I hold the weight in my arm, in my hand, it's going to exacerbate the pain. Wafu amman zalamak is this. In proportion to how long I keep the problem in my heart, it's going to irk me and finish me up. So don't you love Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? What a recipe he showed us. Wafu amman zalamak. Take it out of your mind and concentrate on the day of Akhirat. My last point, which is requires about 10 seconds. Brothers, say after all this, wafu amman zalamak, wa ahsin ila man asaa alayk, you tried everything. Just understand this world is temporary. You needn't think that you're going to be here forever. Like whenever I come into a traffic jam and I see a taxi behaving like a total idiot, I just think, yesterday I was here, he wasn't here. That means tomorrow he won't be here, now too he won't be here long enough. You psychologically work it out and you come out of the problem. So if you are facing a problem, if you are facing a problem from any front, just remember it's a temporary thing. Soon, kullu nafsin zaikatul maut will pass away and all this will be over. The concluding point, we only spoke of the one that is a victim. Please don't be the one that's the oppressor.